Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty big.
Yeah, I guess about 20 inches long and 20 inches in circumference. Let them have room. Now, for your kitchen stove, you had to split it.
Mm-hmm.
In small sections, about that wide.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a mini splinter in my hand doing that, so I put them in the stove.
Mm-hmm.
So you split your own wood, did you?
Yeah.
Did you cut it down too, or did you have to buy it?
Sometimes you did it yourself, and other times you had a saw. You mm-hmm. did it yourself, and other times you bought it already cut.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was too expensive. We had plenty of boys around there. My daddy made us cut it in short, but in the summer, about August, we'd be in mm-hmm. racking it up, making ricks for something.
Mm-hmm.
As the sun dried out good and season it, you burn.
Mm-hmm.
Then we bring it and put it on the back porch and have a wood box with a stove to mm-hmm. keep it filled.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, you said, they used to have these wash tubs. You had to have wash tubs. They'd wear out and leak, and you put water in and set them out in the trees and bust, so a lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine. Okay. Okay, what sort of material did you use to get a fire started? What'd you call that?
Well, some people use coal oil, and some of them use the newspapers, and some of them use charcoal.
Did you ever use light wood? Did you ever use little bits and pieces of wood just to get it started?
Yeah, shavings or something. Some time they get go to the wood yard and get the shavings and small pieces, you know. Some of them get pine wood to start a fire.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had the kitchen matches of wood. They had plenty of those.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever call that kindling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A kindling you use a great deal of time on your cook stove. See, it was a box about this wide and about this deep.
Mm-hmm.
That had the oven and the top part where you cooked, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you take off, had an opening in front, like a lid on it, pull it out, and so you wouldn't shut it, and all the stuff would get red hot if you didn't watch it.
And what all was in the kindling? What all did it constitute?
Well, we just find sticks to start it, and then mm-hmm. you got started, you fill it full of wood and keep it full, mm-hmm. in a hot coal, and take on an extra load you put in there.
Mm-hmm.
You had to keep fresh wood in there all the time. It burned down to cinders, then you wouldn't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
Then at night you had to, once a week you had to clean the ashes out and thing.
Because
it choked up, and have the chimney swept once in a while. They'd pull a sweat and cause a fire, so you couldn't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Kindling and light wood the same thing?
Well, yes, and one is just light, and one to start the fire, and the other is to generate the heat. It's used as kindling, that small stuff, you know,
mm-hmm.
for your stove. You couldn't put the great big sticks in your cook stove.
Mm-hmm.
You had to use stuff cut for that.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be about like that, see?
Mm-hmm.
About the size of this thing, only about longer, see? Because you had to have a fast blaze, see, to cook with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do you call the black stuff that is left in the chimney by the smoke?
S-O-T-T.
S-O-T-T. What all kind of furniture did you have in the house?
We had mostly rocking chairs and straight chairs. These great big old rockers with a wide hand and armrest on them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And cane bottom chairs, you know, and they sit in. Got the chair, and then we got better. We got them upholstered. Improved time went on.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like we had it. We didn't call them divans. They called them settees in those days. Didn't have a divan.
Well,
kind of like a love seat today.